Senator Chuck Grassley told reporters Thursday that he's opposed to appropriations efforts that could lead to checkoff organizations being exempted from the Freedom of Information Act. Grassley is concerned with report language in the House Agriculture Appropriations Bill. It would seek to keep communications within the organizations that manage commodity checkoff programs from having to comply with the Freedom of Information Act. Grassley says this exemption could undercut an important piece of legislation.
FOIA exists to create transparency, and transparency brings accountability. FOIA helps to remind those in government that they work for the people, and it's brought to light instances of waste, fraud, and abuse, and otherwise would remain in the dark if it wasn't exposed. Hindering FOIA effectiveness would be a tremendous step backwards.
Advocates for the change say that FOIA was meant to be directed toward government workers and that activist groups have stretched the meaning to also target checkoff organizations. Since USDA has oversight over checkoff programs, the current interpretation of the law allows for FOIA requests to be directed towards groups like the Checkoff Beef Board and the National Pork Board. While the checkoff groups by law can't take policy positions, other agricultural groups have pushed for the language on Capitol Hill. They say that checkoff employees are not government employees and shouldn't be treated as such under FOIA. Grassley, however, disagrees.
The federal government is policing the system, and as long as the federal government's involved, then it's public's business ought to be public.
As the Senate returns to Washington next week, Grassley says he'll monitor the process and try to block any FOIA exemption language.
I'm going to continue working with Senator Leahy to ensure that harmful or unnecessary FOIA exemptions are not slipped into the bill and report language. I'll be monitoring the ag appropriations process closely and watching for any other FOIA exemption.
The FOIA language was in the House bill, but not the Senate equivalent. Both bills have passed the respective committees, but are still waiting on floor action. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.